And another Saturday afternoon across the great Northwest. Welcome to the Voice of Northwest Wine. This is Northwest Vine Time. I'm Brian Bushlack. A special edition of the show as our winemakers and vineyard owners, well, they're on vacation. Some of them back in the office here the next couple of weeks. We take the opportunity to welcome a very special guest this weekend, Rex Pickett, the author and the man behind Sideways, and his new book, Vertical, is at a bookstore near you. And Rex, we appreciate you taking time out of your weekend from sunny Santa Monica to join us here on Northwest Vine Time. And first off, congratulations on the new work, Vertical. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But let's start with where it all started, with Sideways and this amazing book that became really one of my favorite movies, and many, not only wine lovers, but I think that movie really captured the hearts and imagination of people who are non-wine lovers. Why don't you tell us about that journey and writing that book and bringing that to the big screen?
Well, it was a long journey, Brian, I have to be honest with you, so I'll try to condense it. But I started the early 90s, my life kind of went into the toilet, if you want to know the truth. I'd made a feature film that didn't do well, and my mother had had a massive stroke, and that was an issue with our family. And, I went through a divorce, and I started going up to the San Ynez Valley, which is the setting for Sideways, just to play golf, if you want to know the truth. And then I would stay overnight, and I'd go over to the Windmill Inn, just like Miles and Jack do, and then I'd have to have a place to eat, so I'd go over to the Hitching Post. And I grew to kind of know the area. Not that I was researching it for a novel, and then I started taking friends up, and they fell in love with the place. It was kind of a little, if you missed two turnoffs on the 101, you blew by a whole area. And so I was up there with a close friend of mine, Roy Gittins, and we were going from tasting room to tasting room, and at one point he said, Rex, you ought to write a, I was mostly a screenwriter, I was not a novelist, you should write a novel about this. A screenplay. And so I came back and wrote a screenplay, and it didn't really work for me. And then I started writing a short story in the first person from the standpoint of Miles. And that formed the beginning of what became the novel Sideways. So that's the really shorter version of it. I also had a novel I'd written, a mystery novel that wasn't getting published, and I had an agent and was getting rejected by every publisher. So thus Miles, the guy who can't publish his novel. So I kind of threw in everything, also, the divorce. There's a lot of personal things in Sideways, the novel, that inevitably also made it onto the screen as well. So,
and you were able to attract some A-list talent for that movie. Giamatti did a phenomenal job as Miles, not to mention Thomas Hayden Church, and you had Sandra Oh in there, Virginia Madsen. Great cast, an amazing movie. When you were writing the book and the screenplay and prior to the movie gaining national acclaim, did you know that it would have such an impact on the wine industry, in particular on Pinot Noir?
Absolutely not. No, the answer is no. I mean, when I wrote that novel, I was just hoping to sell the novel. I did think it had the chance to be a movie, because the novel really read very much like a movie because of my background in screenwriting and filmmaking. I was just hoping just to option it, anything. I never knew it would be a movie. I never knew that, I didn't do the screenplay. It was done by the director, Alexander Payne, and his writing partner, Jim Taylor, so please credit them. But, obviously my novel was the source material, and I had no idea that it would become the phenomenon it would be, not even a clue.
How big of an impact was Giamatti in that success of that movie, do you think?
Oh, it was huge. I mean, bear in mind, when Giamatti was cast, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
The film that kind of set his career a little bit in motion was a small film called American Splendor. That film had not been released yet when Alexander Payne cast him. Thomas Hayden Church was pretty much retired. He was living on a farm. He'd been in a TV show I'd never even seen called Wings. I'm in the film business. I didn't even know who he was. And Virginia Madsen, she was pretty much on the scrap heap at that point. And, Sandra Oh, of course, really didn't have much of a career, but she was married to Alexander Payne, so that certainly helps in getting the role. But, I had no idea. And I think the thing is that the credit really goes to Alexander Payne, because he had the power at that point, after About Schmidt, to cast the people he wanted to cast. He was not forced by a studio or whatever. And there, he actually turned down two studios who wanted to cast George Clooney as Jack, who desperately wanted to be Jack.
Really?
And, yeah, he met with George Clooney, and Clooney said, I love this script, I want to do it. And Alexander said to him, as he related to me, George, who's going to believe you as an out-of-work actor?
That's a great story.
And they wanted Sean Penn and Ed Norton to play Miles, you know. And I think by casting people that a lot of people weren't familiar with, it gained a tremendous amount of, to use a fancy word, verisimilitude. You know, a lot of a realness, you know, a kind of a truth. In those. They were like everyday characters that you and I kind of know. They weren't those A-listers, you know, that you call them. They're now A-listers, but they weren't at that time, you know, where we see almost in every film, you know, let's get Robert Downey Jr., let's get Natalie Portman, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, that's how they play the casting game in Hollywood, and Alexander went completely the opposite route. He took half the money for a budget. You know, he could have gotten $30 million to make this film. Instead, they made it for $15 million with Fox Searchlight, and they gave him free rein. You really got to give the credit here to Alexander Payne in terms of the cast.
It's a Saturday afternoon on the Radio Northwest Network, heard from the Oregon coast throughout the Cascades, Eastern Oregon, and Southern Washington as well, as we continue our conversation with Rex Pickett, the man who wrote really one of the great works in Oregon and Western wine culture. It's Sideways. It became a movie, and now the sequel is out. It's called Vertical. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But as you saw the movie come to life, and it's so closely based on your own personal life, did you have to kind of pinch yourself, Rex?
Well, absolutely. I'll never forget the first big screening was a couple weeks before it was released, was in Santa Barbara at the Arlington Theater. It seated 1,500 people. And admittedly, it was somewhat of a pro screening, but we'd had two big screenings in Toronto that I wasn't at that just went over incredibly well. I mean, people just laughing to the point of tears in their eyes. And I got to see it at the screening with 1,500 people, and I wish I had a tape recording of it, because you just can't duplicate those moments. I mean, the laughter in a large audience is so infectious that you can't even hear the dialogue sometimes afterward. You know, I'm looking, Brian, at personal stuff up on the screen. If it had been a bad film or whatever, I probably would have shrunk away and, you know, cowered and hidden in despair or whatever. But when you have, I don't want to be, self-serving here, but, you know, I really suffered for that book. I went through a really tough period in the 90s, the things that I went through and that I just kind of highlighted, but it was a lot worse than you can imagine. And to have it all, to be sitting in that theater with 1,500 people with a screenplay that was a very faithful adaptation of my novel,
mm-hmm.
It was beyond rewarding. I mean, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. I don't even know if I could ever really duplicate that.
Well, we appreciate what you went through to bring that to a reality, because I think for the viewers or the readers, I think everybody can relate to at least one of those characters in that movie. Would you agree?
I would agree. I mean, and what's interesting is that, you know, when the manuscript out, of course, nobody wanted the manuscript. They hated it. I have over 100 rejection letters from the publishing industry on three separate submissions. But, women particularly hated the novel. But the movie, I think they realized, no, I think Rex was going for something a little bit different here. He's not a misogynist. And, you know, this is a cautionary tale for women. There are a lot of Jacks in the world. But I make Jack lovable in a way, so you think that I'm really aligned with him. But really, I'm... You know, bear in mind, the novel's written in first person from the standpoint of Miles, so I'm really the Miles character in many ways, even though Paul and I bear no resemblance. But, you know, he's really upset with Jack and what Jack is trying to do. He's just trying to rein him in some ways. And so when Sandro beats his face in, I think women are cheering at that point. But, well, you know, I wrote that, so...
Yeah, it's one of the best movies of all time, Sideways. For the few people out there in our listening audience who may not have seen the movie, we highly recommend it. Also, the book as well. We're talking with Rex Pickett this weekend, a special edition of Northwest Vine Time here on the Radio Northwest Network. Rex's new work, the sequel to Sideways, Vertical, at a bookstore near you. Highly recommend that work as well. If you'd like to learn more about Rex, his website, rexpickett.com. We'll continue our conversation in just a few moments with Rex Pickett as we talk about the impact his work had on Pinot Noir and a trip through Oregon with his new work, Vertical. That's up next on Northwest Vine Time.